Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, it's our duty to report some unpleasant news. Despite today's heat, summer's almost over. As hard as it is to imagine, we'll soon be going back to soups and stews, along with sweaters and boots.
No, Shira, don't say it. But wait, there's still ample evidence of summer in the form of a bounty of New England tomatoes in all shapes and sizes. They're still ripe for the picking. So we sent our producer, Emma Jean Weinstein, to Barrett's Mill Farm in Concord with Andy Husbands, the chef and owner at Tremont 647, to appreciate the late summer tomato harvest.
This is Andy Husbands, and we're in beautiful Concord, Mass. At Barrett's Mill Farm, and today we're going to look at tomatoes.
I'm Lise Holdorf, and I'm one of the co-owner, co-farmers at Barrett's Mill Farm.
I'm Melissa Maxwell, the other owner and farmer of Barrett's Mill Farm.
So this is our main field out here, and this is where we grow most of the crops that we harvest for the CSA and the farm stand. And then we have another field on the other side where we do pick your own for the CSA members.
And for those at home, when she says field, it's not a little tiny field. We're looking at three football fields straight ahead of me, and a football field to my left and a football field to my right. So this is a rather large field.
The farm is like a puzzle, so we get to wake up every morning and sort of like figure out how to make all the pieces work and to like make it all come together.
What I like is that smell.
Yeah.
Tomato garden has that tannin and tart, almost acidic, leafy smell. Okay, let's get some tomatoes.
Okay.
Let's see, I think we're going to do some of these beautiful mixed cherry tomatoes. And then we're going to need one big, beautiful tomato. And I like this guy right there. What kind of tomato is this?
That's a striped German.
All right, so let's do a little bit of cooking.
Okay,
with tomatoes.
Great.
So what I'm doing now is I'm taking all these beautiful cherry tomatoes, and I'm slicing most of them in half when they're tiny, and I'm putting them in a bowl. And this is going to be for our pasta sauce. While you guys were talking, I snuck out there and grabbed a beautiful red serrano pepper. What I do suggest is when you are using a pepper, you might want to try it first, see how hot it is so you're not killing anybody. You can always add more. It's really hard to add less. Fish sauce is a salt base. It's a Southeast Asian kind of fermented product, I guess. It's made with anchovies generally. It will pull some of the juices out of the tomatoes, so that will be our sauce. Our soba noodles are cooked, and what I'm going to do is simply strain it right here in the field, take that hot pasta and put it right on top of our tomato mixture. A little shake, get all that water out of there. And a little bit of water is okay, because that will kind of make a little bit of our sauce. I'll just put that in there, right on top. And to remind you, I've got tomatoes, fish sauce, shallots, fresh mint, a little bit of hot pepper, and a little bit, so the hot pepper serrano, and some sriracha, which is kind of a chili garlic paste. And that's pretty much it. That is our pasta right there. And this is good serving hot. We could serve it cold. It'll be good tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes.
And we were hearing Andy Husbands, chef and owner of Tremont 647, doing wonderful things with summer tomatoes. We also heard from Lise Holdorf and Melissa Maxwell, who run Barrett's Mill Farm in Concord. To see photos, as well as Andy's spicy soba noodle recipe, go to radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Shira Springer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Put them in a salad, put them in a stew, make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.